Hello, friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Animal Stories. Today's story is one of our mystery series. I've come to really love these. So here's what's going to happen. In today's episode, I'm going to give you a whole bunch of clues about an animal, and it's your job to try and figure it out. And then on the next episode, I will reveal who it is. Well, are you guys ready for today's mystery? Me too. Let's go. It was a beautiful day in the forest, and our mystery creature, George, was having a great day.
Oh boy, I just love days like this, he said.
George was hanging from some of the trees up really high. And do you know what George's one of his favorite things to do? He loves to garden. Have you ever tried to make a garden before? Oh, it's a really fun thing to do. What are the important parts to a garden? Well, we need a nice patch of soil, right? So we need to pick the weeds out and make the soil or the dirt nice and soft and ready for... What do we put in the dirt to grow the garden? Yes, seeds. Seeds are important for gardens. And then what's another thing? We got dirt. We have seeds. And water! Yes! Yes, that is how you make a garden. And George loved all of those things, except he had a very interesting garden. His garden did not grow on the ground. It did not grow in the dirt. It actually grew on his back. What? What kind of creature is this? I don't know. Well, you see, George was such a good gardener, the plants actually loved him. They loved to grow on his back because it was a perfect, like perfect place for them to be. Even though he didn't have dirt on his back, he did have a lot of hair. And it was so much hair that the seeds from these plants would fall down all the way to the bottom of where his hair was on his body, and then they would start to grow. And George loved it. Not only did he just love gardening, but the plants actually also helped him with a lot of things. One, they added some nutrients to his body. And two, the most important part, they were his camouflage. And he needed camouflage because, remember, he was very, very slow.
Oh, I feel like hanging upside down. I just love hanging by my fingers.
As George slowly moved to his favorite branch, he held on with his claws. You see, at the end of his fingers, he had these long claws, and he would hang on to the branch, sometimes with his hands and sometimes with his toes. And the plants, they just loved hanging in different ways. It was kind of like a roller coaster to them. Another interesting thing about George is that he always looks like he's smiling. He looks happy. When you look at him, it looks like he's always smiling and getting ready for a picture. Jeez! I don't know about you, but there's a lot of clues, and none of them are helping me figure out what this animal is. I thought George was a monkey, but I'm pretty sure monkeys are fast. This can't be a monkey. Let's keep listening. One day, George woke up from a nap.
Oh my. My plants, they need water. Oh dear.
You see, the forest where George was having a very big drought. Do you know what a drought means? A drought means it's been a long time since it rained. And that's really important for the plants that are growing on George's back. Because plants, like we learned, one of those really important things they need is water. And not the kind of water like jumping in a river kind of water, but like a mist, a fine mist from, you know, the rain. A rainforest, it's supposed to rain there a lot. And so usually those plants on his back, they get plenty of water. But with this drought, It's creating a problem.
Oh my goodness. I think I know what it means. I think I need to go to the waterfall. But that is a long journey. I hope I am able to make it in time.
George is right. The plants on his back and that whole garden that he's spent his life making, it's starting to wither. The plants, they might die soon. He really needs to get water, or else not only will his garden be gone, but so will his camouflage. And if his camouflage is gone, do you know what that means? Yes, that means he'll be vulnerable to predators. This is a very, very serious situation. And George has got to get to that waterfall. Wait a second. Why do you think he has to go to the waterfall? I mean, like, there is a river down there. Why can't he just jump in there? Oh, that's right. Because the plants that he needs, that's not the kind of, like, watering that they need. They need a nice, good soaking from, like, a rain. And do you know what waterfalls do? Waterfalls, they spray up a lot of water as they crash down, and it kind of makes it feel like it's raining. That would be perfect for all the plants on his back. That's exactly what they need. But George has a very long journey ahead. Maybe not a long journey like if me and you were walking, but he usually doesn't go very far at all. But if he doesn't make it in time, his plants are gonna die. And he will be completely exposed to the predators. Do you know what his predator is? A jaguar. Oh no! George has got to get out of there fast if he doesn't want to get eaten by a jaguar. Have you been able to figure out what kind of creature George is? Well, we'll have to wait and see who he is on the next episode of Kids Animal Stories. Great job, you listened all the way to the end. And all right, let's recap on all these clues about George. So George is very slow. He grows plants on his back for some reason. He hangs upside down by his claws. He's lots of fur. Very interesting. I would have thought a monkey, like I said earlier, because, you know, he hangs in the trees. But monkeys are pretty fast, right? So it can't be a monkey. What could it be? Well, my friends, we have a lot of thinking to do, and I cannot wait for the next adventure. Have a super duper day. Bye.